an intriguing episode. An intriguing episode in this week's parsha we have. Vayachbar Avdei Yitzchak Banachal Vayimtzu Sham Be'er Mayim Chayim Vayariva Roei Gerorim Roei Yitzchak Vayimor Lono Amayim Vayikrashim Ve'esa Ki Yis Asku Imo. Yitzchak dug a well, but the Plishtim argued with him and he called it Esek, because they fought with him. Vayachbar Be'er Acheretz Vayariva Gamaleh Vayikrashah Sitna. Same thing happened a second time and he called it Sitna, because they had enmity towards him. Vayatek Mishama Yachbar Acheretz Vayaravu Aleha Vayikrashim Rechovos Vayomer Ki Atarech Vashalanim Forinu Ba'aretz. Now the third well they didn't fight about, he called it Rechovos. That's where the modern city Rechovot gets its name from. And now we'll be able to grow in this land. Okay, the Ramban here says, well, who cares about this story, El Pipshuto, it's totally irrelevant to the history of Judaism. So the Ramban therefore concludes that it must be there's a remez yeshvo, it's not meant for Pshuto. And we know the Ramban in these three parshas says, Maisei Ovosim Labanim, and this is not a remez, a Maisei Ovosim Labanim. What is a Be'er Mayim Chayim? We know Mayim Chayim is Bayomahu Yetsu, Mayim Chayim Mishalayim, Mekor Mayim Chayim is Hashem. Be'er Mayim Chayim is the Beis HaMikdash, when we're Shoev, the Ruach HaKodesh, Sha'avta Mayim Besasom, Mimayim Yeshua. It means three Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was Esek, the Goyim fought and destroyed. The second Beis HaMikdash was Sitna, the Goyim fought even more and destroyed. And we know in the second Beis HaMikdash, Pesach says, I think in Ezra, that B'malchus HaChashverosh Kosfu Sitna. Right, from the very beginning, the Goyim were trying to destroy it. And the third Beis HaMikdash, Meheriv Yameinu, will be Rechovos, Meheriv Eretz, it'll be the Mikdash Olam, it'll never be destroyed, the Goyim won't fight with us, we'll have the Geula Shlema, Meheriv Yameinu. That's the remez according to the Ramban. Okay, all right. Nice shot, really gives meaning to this. The Kli Yakar just says he wants to add something, typed it a little differently than the Ramban. The Ramban says, what's Esek and what's Sitna and Rechovos? It's in the outside of us. Esek, the Goyim fought with us. Esek can be fighting. And Sitna, the Goyim hated and tried to prevent it the whole time, even strongly. And Rechovos then will be able to spread out and the Goyim won't bother us. Says the Kli Yakar, no. What really makes a difference with Beis HaMikdash is not geopolitics. It's not the balance of military might in the Middle East. Says that's the Levush, that's the outside level. That's not the core that drives everything. What drives everything is who we are inside. Says, why was Beis HaMikdash HaRishon Chorev? Esek. What does Esek mean? Esek means people fight over something. It's an Esek. You fight over a piece of land, you fight over money or something. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because for hundreds of years, the Jews couldn't get along. They fought with each other, because there was Malchus Beis David, Malchus Yehuda, and Malchus Yisrael. They fought over the Malchus, over who would be king. You shouldn't, and it's not really a Baal Musar should just say, let's have Achdus, but they fought over something. Bayis Sheni was even worse, Sitna. Sitna is just hatred. It's not an Esek over something. Bayis Sheni was Nechrav, not because they fought over something, it's bad enough. Because they fought over nothing. They just had sitna. They just fought with each other for no reasons. Why did everyone fight with you? I know they invented, I have this hashkafa, you have this hashkafa. They weren't even fighting over anything. They were just fighting over who could be right and who could be wrong. Right? What's Bayis Shlishi? Says Bayis Shlishi, what's Rechovos? Rechovos is not Alfi Remez. It's not just how much you can spread out and what the Hamas will do and what the Hezbollah will do and who will let you go where geopolitically. Says the Rechovos is also inside. Right, Chazal say, when people have peace between them, right, then even in a tiny place, it feels rachav, right? When people have enmity between them, no matter how big it is, there's not enough space for the two of them in that town. It says the rechovah is ultimately in your heart, right? To widen and to broaden, to make space in your heart for others, to make space to accept others who are not exactly the same as you. Maybe there's some real difference between you and Bayis Rishon. Maybe stam, everyone can find differences between them and what to fight over. Says, ultimately, how do you get the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi? We know there's a Masorah, right? Rav Kook says, Bayis Sheni was Nechrav from Sinas Chinam, Bayis Shlishi will be rebuilt from Avas Chinam. Okay, earlier mucker this, Rav Kook, I think, is a remez in this Kli Yakar. Ultimately, what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash is not Goyim, and not Romans, and not Babylonians. It's the Esek between us, the Sitna between us, Rechovos. Just, and he says, the Rechovos is not physical. Chazal said, when there's love between us, on the edge of a sword, we have plenty of room. When there's no love between them, it can be 60 amos, and there's not enough room for us. It's if we broaden our hearts a little, we make space in our hearts open to accept different kinds of people, to accept different Jews, to accept that everyone's doing their own thing, and we can all get along and figure out a way to get together. That's the key to the Geula, and we'll bring the Bayis Shlishi, Ufarinu Ba'aretz, and that will really give us success be able to implant us, let us grow, and let us have the true Geul in our land. Bezrat Hashem, b'mheira v'yameinu.
Amen. That's really good.
Nice.
Yeah.